Chris Salcedo. Jay Severin.
By the way, you want to know why Donald Trump is so popular? Hillary Clinton is why. Bill Clinton is why. McConnell is why. Rhinos are why. Lindsey Graham is why. John McCain is why. One of the great ironies of our time, ladies and gentlemen, is that John McCain is complaining about Donald Trump.
Jay Severin. Weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the Blaze Radio Network. The Chris Salcedo Show.
Don't keep it a secret. It's the Salcedo Show here on the Blaze Radio Network. Make sure you tell your friends about how to get in touch with the show on Facebook, The Chris Salcedo Show, on Twitter, at Chris Salcedo TX. We often boast about having attained some unimaginable redefinition of ourselves and our nation. How odd, then, that someone born 210 years ago today could understand us with more clarity and depth than we understand ourselves. In 1831, Alexis de Tocqueville accurately foresaw both much of what ails us and our remarkable uniqueness and strengths. De Tocqueville's deservedly famous book, Democracy in America, was the product of his nine-month excursion throughout Jacksonian America. The purpose of his trip was to study our country's political institutions and the habits of minds of its citizens. America's place in the world. De Tocqueville correctly thought the then-developing America was the way of the future. As such, he foresaw that Europe would never be restored to its former greatness, though he hoped it could serve as the cultural repository of the West. He also predicted Russian despotism, thinking that Russia was not yet morally exhausted like Europe and would bring about a new massive tyranny. Boy, was he right about that. In fact, he conjectured that America and Russia would each hold the destinies of half the world in their hands one day. He therefore hoped America would serve as an example to the world, a successful combination of equality and liberty. An example of this was needed, since equality can go along with freedom, but it can even more easily go along with despotism. Now follow his reasoning here. In fact, much of the world did go in the direction of democratic despotism, wherein the great mass of citizens is indeed equal, save for the ruling elite, which governs them. Doesn't that sound like the Democrat Party of today? Does that not sound precisely where they are? Coming up a little bit later on the program, I have a quote or a soundbite to play for you from Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She is the head of the Democrat National Committee, where she admits the Democrats are a big tent party and they now welcome socialists. No, she admits it. And then when asked by the folks over the Brian Williams Network, can you define the difference between a socialist and a Democrat? She couldn't do it. Back to this article. Wherein the great mass of citizens indeed is equal, save for the ruling elite which governs them. In a strange sense, de Tocqueville would think that North Korea is egalitarian, meaning somewhat... Everybody is treated equally. Principles and laws passed treat everybody equally. Despite his hopes for America, de Tocqueville thought grave obstacles would diminish our freedom, though he didn't think them insurmountable. Most alarming to him was the power of the majority, which he thought would distort every sphere of human life. Despots of the past tyrannized through blood and iron, but the new breed of democratic despotism does not proceed in this way. It leaves the body and goes straight for the soul. This is the majority reaches into citizens' minds and hearts. It breaks citizens' will to resist, to question its authority, and to think for themselves. The majority moral power makes individuals internally ashamed to contradict it, which in effect silences them. And this silencing culminates in a cessation of thinking. We see this happen almost daily. To stand against the majority is to ruin yourself. Now, I agree with the principle. And this is where I disagree, because he hit on it when he talks about the ruling class, the ruling minority. We played on this program and we talked about it last week, how our pal Mike Slater, right after this program, he hit the streets of San Diego to the gay pride parade. asking them how many people are gay in our society. And they were saying outlandish, crazy numbers. 25, 35, 45% of people were gay, they thought. When in actuality, according to government numbers, 1.8, just shy of 2% of our population is gay. So why are we turning upside down our entire society to placate that fraction of America? Why are we telling the majority that they must endure the government redefining marriage, a religious term, to placate that 2%? Why are we doing this? So where I agree with his premise that people are silenced and people are cowed and people are stopped from rising up for fear that they are in, that they are bucking the majority of Americans, it's all a lie. It's all a lie. The tyranny of the majority doesn't exist in this country. The tyranny exists from the tyranny of the minority, who give the impression through the Brian Williams press, through the fact that they hold the powers, they hold the power in government right now. Their minority status, as far as numbers go, makes individuals in the majority think, oh, well, you're out of mainstream. Everybody thinks like this. And it's not true. It's a fascinating read. I highly encourage you to go check it out on the Chris Salcedo Show Facebook page. And just remember, everything that we're being asked to swallow is when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to domestic policy, it is being pushed on us by a minority. The majority of the country says not only no, but hell no. Here on the Chris Salcedo Show, the Blaze Radio Network. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.